This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, here's what we're going to do because we just got a bit of an awkward schedule here. In this short segment, not picked up by a lot of our syndicates, they fill it with their own local news reports or advertisements or whatever. And then I really want to focus in on all of these Biden videos and what's developing on that story, but I still want to take callers. Some of these people have been waiting for more than an hour. So I think we're going to call an audible, and we're just going to take calls the rest of the way here. And then on the War Room, I'm hosting the War Room, I'm going to get into all the Biden videos, all the latest developments into the Biden crime family, as well as the other news. It's just, it'll be awkward because if I take a couple more segments of calls, then I won't really have the time to properly cover this. And then we'll switch over to the other show and it'll just be a little clunky. I don't want to do that. I want it to be nice and clean. So we're just going to take calls the rest of the way. So people are already filling up the rest of the open lines. That's fine. We've already got other callers on the line. I'll tell you what I was going to say, what I was teasing in the last segment on the other side of this short segment. For now, though, we go back to the phone lines, and we go to Sean in New Jersey. Sean, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, brother. How are you on this blessed day?
Hey, good. Thanks for calling.
Thank you for everything you and Alex are doing, and I would like to give a special thanks to God. I would like to plug X3. I have 2.5-year-old twins. I've been giving it to them since they were born. They are now reading on their own.
Say that one more time. I'm almost in disbelief here.
Yes, sir. So I have 2.5-year-old fraternal twins. I have been giving them X3 since the day they were born. And they now, at 2.5 years old, are reading on their own.
That is an incredible story.
And it is absolutely because of X3, brother.
I mean, let me tell you, even as the super genius that I am, I wasn't really reading until about 5 years old.
Yeah, it caught me off guard. My daughter came out of the kitchen one day with a box of Kicks and came up to me and says, "Daddy, I like Kicks." Knocked my socks off.
And has a good taste in cereal. Wow.
Yeah, right? So real quick, comment on the current pushing of more lockdowns. Look, everyone, get supplied and don't participate. When you go out in the streets, go in groups. Don't go back to the big box stores. Just get supplied.
I also think the pushback this time, I know people that went along with the mask bullcrap. Maybe not willingly, but went along with it. Some that did believe it. It's not going to fly again. I don't think it flies again. They might try it, but people are just going to reject it. And now even some of the businesses, they're going to say, yeah, we're not doing this either.
Yeah, exactly. And just one more real quick point. I've been hearing some scuttlebutt out of New Hampshire about something called the Pandora Papers. It's supposedly a bunch of papers that link a whole bunch of money laundering to politicians on both sides of the aisle.
I don't believe that's a conspiracy theory. That was an official document release. I just plug it in. I believe that was an official document release. It might have even been WikiLeaks like 4 years ago.
Wow. I was just hearing about it on a independent media channel. I started hearing about it about a month ago.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not trying to scoop here, but no, that was a verified document release, I believe, some years ago.
Okay. Yeah, I haven't heard you guys talk about it, so I just wanted to, you know, ask if you heard anything about it. Because as far as I'm
you know, it's funny, you're like, this is a huge, because you're so instinctive, you're like, this is a huge story, why haven't I heard more about it? I mean, it happens so much, it's like the onslaught of news just every day. It's like, what's the big story? How do you not focus on something like that forever? Yeah, the Pandora Papers were from 2021. leaked documents, 2.9 terabytes of data of the International Consortium of Investigative Journalists published on October 3rd, 2021. The leak exposed secret offshore accounts of 35 world leaders. So, I mean, yeah, Sean, there it is. Yeah, I mean, I'm sure we covered it, but it's like, hey, this is a big deal. Why isn't it a bigger story in the media? Well, I don't know. For the same reason, I guess Epstein killed himself.
Two of our best-selling nootropics, or brain boosters, are now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. And for a limited time, they're 50% off when you get them together, or 40% off when you get them individually. Brain Force Plus and Brain Force Ultra. Two separate formulas. They both give you good, clean energy without the crash. One is a 4 to 6 hour good base of clean energy, again, with no hangover or letdown. And the other is a very special proprietary formula. That's Brain Force Ultra that hits really, really quick. And I love it. It wears off in 2 to 3 hours. So if I've got to work at night but don't want to stay up all night, I can take it and say 9 o'clock at night. Got to stay up till midnight working, doing a radio interview or something, and boom, or writing an article or writing a book, and then I get 2 to 3 hours of energy, and then you go right to bed after it. Brain Force Ultra, Brain Force Plus, both 50% off by themselves or 40% off individually. A lot of people love these products. They've got 5-star reviews, but if you haven't tried them, you really should. 50% off, InfoWarsStore.com.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
So I'm sitting here in the break. You ever have a, they call a brain fart, and there's something in your head and you just can't access it, and you know it's there, but you can't reach it, you can't transcribe it. You're like, ah, it was right there. I just had it. What happened? I can't hold that thought. Never had that? It was happening to me in the break with the last caller, but, because I took my Brain Force Plus, I was able to recover the knowledge. So thank goodness for Brain Force Plus. Otherwise, I would have forgotten the last point that Ken brought up. Well, actually, it was the last point I was responding to, the Pandora's Papers, but it distracted me from the other point that he brought up about the masks. But I took my Brain Force Plus before the show, so I was able to recover that information, thank goodness. And I was going to make the joke about the masks. In case you guys didn't see this, this is actually quite hilarious stuff. Taylor Lorenz, the Washington Post, I mean, she's your stereotypical liberal Karen of the media, I guess you could say. Kind of cute and endearing in her own way, but I mean, just unreal levels of liberalism. And she decides to tweet this story out, how she's at the airport and there's no more mask mandate, and she's scared. She's scared because there's no more mask mandate, and I kid you not, she says she tried not to breathe. She said she was trying, she said she tried her hardest not to breathe. I'm not kidding you. I have it in my stack of tweets here. I'm going to cover it on the War Room. But since Ken brought that up, it just crept into my head. Liberals are afraid of air. These people are afraid of air. They're afraid of the sun. I mean, folks, like, how they can't even enjoy life. There, you are afraid of the sun and afraid of the air. You are screwed. No wonder they want us all in pods eating bugs. Your average liberal, Taylor Lorenz, is probably your average liberal. That's probably your median, mean, average liberal woman is Taylor Lorenz. She's afraid of air. I'm sorry. I just... It tells you so much about the psychology of these people. It's like, that's not even a mitochondriac. What's it when you have an irrational fear of just, like, leaving your house? Not like germs or stuff like that. Like, you can't even, like, just leaving your house is a major trauma for you. That's like Taylor Lorenz. I'm at the airport and I don't see everyone in a mask. I'm trying my best not to breathe. What does your doctor say about that? My doctor told me to wear a mask. Did your doctor tell you to not breathe? That might... You know what? Good luck with that. Oh, I'm getting a little lightheaded. Oh. I'm sorry, it's just hilarious to me that he brought that up, and I was like, yeah, most Americans are going to be over the mask. No, not some. Some would surgically attach it to their face if they could. All right. Now, I teased this earlier, though. James O'Keefe, in his work previously with Project Veritas and now with his O'Keefe Media Group, has done more to go undercover and expose crime than any other entity or individual that I know of, or any combination of entities or individuals that I know of. And I was thinking about, you know, there used to be this idea, there used to be this image of the FBI agent who was the good cop. He was the hard worker. He was going to get to the bottom of it. He was going to stop corruption. He was going to investigate the bad guys. And I think about a guy like Kyle Serafin, and I'm like, yeah, that's the guy. Like, that's the guy I want doing that. But yet, I would advocate for abolishing the FBI. Is there hope to save the FBI? Can you save the FBI? Is it worth saving? And I thought, you know, James O'Keefe would be the FBI director in my America. If I was the president of the United States of America, I would nominate James O'Keefe to be the director of the FBI. And if he rejected my offer, I'd abolish the FBI. I think that's probably a fair approach for that. No, I'm not running for president. I would not like to either. But if somebody would like to take that message, I don't know, to maybe Donald Trump. Maybe if Donald Trump would like to hear that message. Hey, Donald, I don't know. You Trump probably has an idea of the FBI, older generational thing, the good guys, the good cops. I don't know if he still believes in that or if he ever did, especially after what he's been through now with the FBI. But Donald, I think you should, Mr. President, I think you should probably remove Ray, and I think you should nominate James O'Keefe, and if he rejects the nomination, then just go ahead and shut it down. Let's go ahead and do that. So here I am. On this June 28th, 2023, I propose that the next president of the United States nominates James O'Keefe to be the next FBI director. And having said that, the great James O'Keefe, happy birthday, James. You're a great American. All right, let's take another phone call here. Let's go to Luke in Indiana. Luke, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes.
Hey, man, long time no talk, Owen. How you doing, buddy?
Long time no talk. Have we talked before?
Yeah, I called in on your show like 2 days ago.
Oh, well, then that's not a long time at all. Oh, you're Indie Luke. Well, see, Luke is different than Indie Luke.
Yeah, well, they took the wrong name, but that's cool. Hey, I called into Kyle Serafin yesterday on a Twitter space, me and a guy, Timothy, from the TMI group. We talked about Section 702 on there, and, dude, Kyle is, like, he's very knowledgeable about how dangerous that section is for us. I actually called in. I had, like, 2 points for Alex I wanted to talk about. One was what step in Operation Lockstep or Scenarios for the Future of Technology and International Development did he think we're in? I'm thinking either, hold on, I'm driving here. It's either Clever Together or Smart Scramble is my guess. Or, Hack Attack or Smart Scramble. And then I wanted to bring up a document that I found that I think you guys should look into heavily. The picture on it is just eerie as heck. The document's called Mechatronic Systems Control via Neural Interface. The document's called NeuroGraph.
Where can the crew find it?
I don't know. If you just type in Mecha... Well, I found this looking up Bill Gates' patent WO060606. It was under one of the tabs, but it's called Mechatronic Systems, is how originally I found it. NEUROGRESS, Neurogress. Shows a picture of AI hand. And it's really eerie.
Well, we'll see if we can find that. I'll tell you what's even more eerie. Look at this series of headlines, and I'm going to get more into this later. This was TED Talk 2009, Mosquitoes, Malaria, Education with Bill Gates. Okay. Then you had in 2021, a billion lab-grown mosquitoes are being released and people are freaking out. By the way, that was, remember Bill Gates released the mosquito? It was a big joke at his TED Talks, like, oh, I just released a mosquito. Maybe it has malaria. BioNTech starts human trial to test malaria vaccine, and I don't know if you heard, but for the first time in 20 years, malaria has broken out. I bet you can guess which two states, Texas and Florida, the same two states where they released a billion lab-grown mosquitoes just 2 years ago. But I'm sure it's all...
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. And nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of
off my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're gonna win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Last night, Tucker on Twitter, irony alert, the war for democracy enables dictatorship. Tucker Carlson knocks it out of the park again. You know, I am curious to know not just the reach of Tucker Carlson tonight on Fox News versus Tucker Carlson on Twitter, but where that reach is and which reach is more effective, I think, is what it really comes down to, because I'm more of a, I mean, I have my cable news at home that I'm monitoring all the time, but usually listening to cable news is either you're behind the news or you're just getting propaganda or misinformation or disinformation. So it's worthless really to listen to in most cases, unless there's something that cues you to listen. But what Tucker is doing on his show on Twitter is, it's like, this thing is tight as a drum, man. And the point that he made last night, I don't think it's too nuanced for a average American to be able to consume and understand. I think it does require a little bit of geopolitical understanding and background, but they play enough of the clips, and it's so funny, too, because Tucker Carlson has a great crew. We probably have the best crew. And so that standard of playing the clips and everything is kind of set right here. And that's just because we have the archive and we have the database, not just in our heads and minds and consciousness, but literally in our systems, too, because we play all the clips and everything. But no, Tucker Carlson's crew is, like, right there. And so it's kind of undeniable, his points last night. And they showed all the clips of all the different Democrats and Republicans saying, we're fighting for democracy in Ukraine. We're fighting for democracy in Ukraine. Even Zelensky, the fight for Ukraine is the fight for democracy. And it's all these clip after clip after clip after clip. They're fighting for democracy, fighting for democracy. Well, Zelensky just said he's going to cancel the elections. So there's your fight for democracy. And, I mean, Tucker just lays it out. He ties it into all the other wars they fought for democracy that the CIA then runs coups in those countries. And that's the kind of stuff that 20 years ago was like, that was hardline liberalism. That was a hardline anti-war stance on liberalism, specifically during the Bush years. But now that the Democrats in there and it's them stealing the money, the Democrat voters love the war. But they just do what they're told. They're just like a trained ape. So Tucker Carlson on Twitter, again, knocks it out of the park. And I guess just giving Fox News the double bird, saying, no, I'm not going to cease and desist. Enjoy the show. We go back to the great callers here on the Alex Jones Show. Remember, folks, there's a ton of big news coming up on the War Room. I'm finishing up with these callers, and then we're going to be covering all the huge news in the War Room dealing with the Biden situation today. Not just all the whistleblowers coming forward. I mean, actually, Joe Biden today. And then just other stuff you can't even believe. I can't even believe I'm going to cover this, but it's like you see everything going on at these pride parades, and I understand why people would say, well, gee, you know, 10 years ago, Alex Jones talks about the world being run by pedophiles. What a lunatic. Well, now they're literally out in the streets gyrating and masturbating in front of children. But it's pride. So that's fine. If you go to a local public park and you strip naked and start masturbating and gyrating, you'll be lucky if some dad doesn't beat the crap out of you and send you to a hospital. but you'll certainly be arrested and be a sex offender. But if you do it waving a pride flag, then yeah, baby. So you won't even believe what we have. I mean, some of the stuff you see on the screen, but it just gets worse from there, honestly. We now go to John in Nebraska. John, you're on the Alex Jones Show. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah, Owen. You do a great job. Wanted to compliment you.
Thank you.
I've been listening to Alex since 99, and I just, this may be a bit off topic, but I just had some suggested guests and topics, if I may. For instance, the gentleman who married Alex's first wife, Tex Mars, he's had a guest on there by the name of Deanna Spingola. I don't know if you've ever had her on. She's a fabulous revisionist historian. And then in that same vein, a fellow named Mike King. He has the anti-New York Times. Just brilliant. To go to another host that Alex would be familiar with, which may predate you, but I'm sure you're familiar with Dr. Stan Monteith, who had Radio Liberty for decades.
Yeah, he used to go on with Alex, I think.
Sure. Well, he had it. I tried to get in a few weeks ago when Alex had a brief thing on O.J. Simpson. O.J. was Alex rightfully criticized O.J. for him siding with the mainstream media. I don't even recall now exactly what the issue was, but O.J. ticked off half a dozen different things that he said. Now, how can you disagree with this or whatever? And it was really ignorant. But there was a guest on Dr. Stan who turned me around on the O.J. Simpson murder named William Deere, who was a very well-thought-of private detective. And Dr. Stan had him on several times. And the name of his book is O.J. is Innocent, and I Can Prove It. And I can assure you, if you had this guy on there, you would probably agree with him that it was his son Jason, his eldest son Jason, who was the murderer. That's an interesting one. Another guest that has been on both is a fellow named Edward Hendry. And I tried to get a hold of Alex here several weeks ago when he had Bob Fletcher on. When Bob posited in regards to 9/11, the plane that supposedly went through the building and the nose popped out on the other side, and Bob was saying it was this depleted uranium that makes this this aluminum plane so strong.
We'll look into all those guests. That's a lot of names there. We'll jot it down and see what we can do. You know, this whole idea of, you know, call 9/11 an inside job or whatever you want. But this whole idea that the official narrative of 9/11 isn't true would have been cast aside as a conspiracy theory 20 years ago. Now I think most people would be open to hearing different ideas about what happened that day, or even just not believing in the official narrative anymore just because they've been lied to so much recently. So that's an interesting phenomenon happening there. But it's not just 9/11. It's a bunch of different historical narratives that we were told that are not true, like who killed JFK and so much more. John, thanks for the call. All right, we got more calls when we come back. Remember, folks, InfoWarsStore.com is how everything we do here is made possible with your support there. And we got a huge sale happening right now, a huge 4th of July sale, in fact, going on. 4th of July comes early at InfoWarsStore.com. Top-selling, top-rated products up to 60% off. I was telling you about BrainForce Plus earlier. I took my BrainForce Plus, so I was able to avoid having a brain malfunction, unlike Joe Biden, who can't do it. He has one every day, every minute, seemingly now. BrainForce Plus, 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com, folks. Find out what the great nootropic is all about. Get your hands on it today. 50% off, InfoWarsStore.com.
We have three original, one-of-a-kind toothpaste. Designed by my father, a dentist, at InfoWarsStore.com that don't have fillers, that are filled with high-quality essential oils and more. We have the turmeric toothpaste, we have the ultimate tooth whitening acryl calcium toothpaste, and we have the amazing activated charcoal toothpaste, again, with a whole bunch of key essential oils that are so good, not just for your teeth and your gums, but your whole mouth, your throat, and more. These are really game-changing toothpaste. They're very, very strong. Most over-the-counter toothpaste have fluoride. Ours don't. and it doesn't have fillers in it. It is just chock full of incredible things that God gave us through Mother Nature. So, it's now back in stock. It became a bestseller. The turmeric toothpaste is available again at InfoWarsStore.com. We're selling out of the tooth whitening toothpaste. We've got some of that left. And we also have some of the amazing activated charcoal toothpaste in stock, but it's running out as well. So, all three toothpaste in stock for a limited time. InfoWarsStore.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
Taking calls the rest of the way here. Let's not waste any time. Let's go to Donna in Texas. Donna, you're on the Alex Jones Show. Go ahead.
Hey, Owen. I talked to you probably a couple of months ago and shared my song, We Are One. I sang a little bit, but this is different. I just heard Alex's plea, and it literally just makes me want to share with people that a call of our time is tzedakah. It's charity. It's giving. And if we all decide to give and to share back wherever, but specifically InfoWars, because not only does InfoWars equip us to be warriors and to be knowledgeable, but it's almost like a church, too. It's like a ministry. there's constant equipping, spiritual equipping. So I just want to encourage myself included, all of us, to make a commitment to give charity on a consistent basis, because when we do that as an individual, and if we do it collectively, that's what restores not only InfoWars, but our own mind and body, and it heals it back into wellness. So through sharing, through giving, we align ourselves with the divine creator, ourselves, and it transcends suffering collectively around the globe. So that's the first thing I wanted to say. Because I hear the pain in Alex's voice, but God, I keep asking. And I get it, because I've been in ministry, and I myself have gone through stuff where I've struggled. And it's like, my God, does anybody care? Like, I'm giving a service. So what I wanted to share, too, is this is such a time for all of us collectively right now to be so united in our faith, in the divine creator that I call Christ. Okay, we all might have our own faith, but our unity, our certainty, our 100% certainty holds the power. If we have fear, insecurities, traumas, oh, God, what's going to happen with our world? No, we lose our power. So whoever has 100% certainty wins, and there is no order that's greater than divine order.
Well, I want to take that, too, and, you know, I've always tried to promote this, generally speaking, as just an approach to life. Whenever you're lacking in confidence or whenever you're insecure of yourself, then you're just setting yourself up for failure. And so, I completely agree with what you're saying, whether it's on an individual level or on a nation, a community level, a congregation. Absolutely. You have to have confidence that you can do the job. You have to have confidence in yourself. You can't be insecure. You're going to fumble. You're going to break down. Donna, thanks for the call. Let's go to Larry in Idaho. Larry, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Owen. Thanks for what you guys do. I love my Alexa Pure. But I appreciate what the last caller just said about divine order, because that's kind of what I wanted to talk about, kind of how we would take it back and to do it without a militia, because I think if you set up a militia, half of them are going to be feds anyway. Anyway,
that's a low guess.
I agree. So anyway, looking from the scriptures over the years and watching what's going on in our culture, one of the things that stood out to me is how when the people were initially relatively free in Egypt, they ended up being slaves. And when God came and set them free with Moses, he really gave them a perfect decentralized government. The problem is that humans have a tendency to want a king. They want some centralized person they can almost worship who will do everything for them.
Or just any form of a leader. Most people don't want to be a leader. That doesn't mean most people are looking for leadership either. But that's the phenomenon.
They're looking for tyrants, though. Well, it seems like people like people to rule over them. But
well,
anyway,
those are just people that are lazy and want the system to work for them. And so you have to become a tyrant in that regard. That's why communists ultimately always become authoritarian tyrants.
Yeah, I'll say half of our culture seems to be like that today. But anyway, the point I wanted to get to is that I think what we need to do as a nation, and I'm speaking more to the Christians in our land and anybody else that's hearing us, is that we need to repent from wanting men to rule over us. We need to repent from being lawless. And I think one of the things that's really important to look at this is in Samuel chapter 8, God had given them, again, a perfect government, but they wanted to have a king like the nations. And he told Samuel that they didn't reject Samuel. When they came and asked for a king like the nations, they rejected him. And I think that's one of the things we need to repent of, is that we need to acknowledge God as our king over our families and our civil government and our churches. Because when we reject him, we end up with a lawless tyrant. It seems like it's...
Well, absolutely. And that's why the left is all about chopping up little boys and girls, telling you there's 100 different genders, telling you abortion isn't murder, because it's all a slap in the face to the divine creation. But, you know, when you talk about unity, and the last two callers have brought this up, thanks for the call, Larry. There were a couple videos recently that came out of Russia
that you may have seen. I know we played at least one of them on the War Room, where it's a bunch of Russians dancing and singing together, and they're all dressed well, and they're all smiling, and they're all healthy, and nobody's fat. And this was a stunning culture shock to Americans, because you just don't see anything like this really anywhere in America. I mean, you might have a small-scale version on this, maybe at, like, a sorority, but you're still going to see fat, unhealthy people and half-naked chicks. At concerts, you're never going to see something like this. Nobody's dressed that modest. People are fat, again, unhealthy. Maybe a church group might be the closest thing, but still nobody that... No, I don't know about that much excitement and unity coming together for song and dance, but that's fine. There is another video of a Russian when the Wagner group entered into Moscow, or a part of Russia. I guess it wasn't actually right into Moscow originally. It was a smaller town. But when they come into the town... The locals realize that, okay, this is a military group coming through. Oh, this is the Wagner group. And so for people that don't know, the Wagner group's been around for a long time. Prozingin, or whatever his name is, he's been around. He's been friends with Putin. They've kind of come up together for a long time. He comes from a totally different background, but they kind of came up together, so there's a little bit of a bond there. Putin is obviously a lot more polished. He comes from a more prestigious pedigree, whereas... Prozygin, I always forget his name, he literally comes from the streets. So he's going around, and all these Russians are around, and they're celebrating. They're saying, we love you guys, keep up the great work, we love the Wagner group, thank you Prozygin, all the stuff. And then they're interviewing citizens in the area. They're saying, are you scared that the Wagner group is here? And the media is saying they're terrorists. The media is saying they're going to kill Russians. And the Russians are like, oh, no, we're not afraid at all. They're Russians. They're our brothers. Even if we disagree, I know they're not bad guys, and it's all good. We fight for this common cause. We share a common blood. And he goes around and he interviews all these people, and they're all saying the same thing. And I realize now what the whole diversity thing is all about in America, what the open borders thing is all about in America, and even down to the level of, for black Americans, them labeling you African American is a psyop against you. Most people that refer to themselves as African American have never been to Africa, will never be to Africa, and probably, even though their ancestry might trace them to Africa, they don't even know that for themselves. That's a psyop against you. You're an American. They want you to think you're something else. They don't want you to relate to being an American. They want you to think, oh, you're from Africa or whatever. It's all a psyop so that in this moment we have no unifying culture. That's what it is, folks. So as Russia is going through all of its stuff right now, and it is, they're actually unified. You go on the streets and the Russians are like, we're all family. We're all brothers. We're all cousins. We share the same blood. Our culture's been torn apart, folks. Our culture's been completely shattered. And when you add in the open borders, the class warfare, the race warfare, and now we're in this great time where we need to stand up together to save our country and our future. We have no common culture, and so we can't unite to save the country. And quite frankly...
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discovery on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Segment of calls here. When I switch over to host the War Room in 13 minutes, we're going to just jump right into the important news, all the Biden flips, everything else. So we're going to move quick through the remaining callers, and we start with John in Chicago. John, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, how's it going? Thanks for having me.
Good, thanks.
Yeah, so I was just bringing back to, you guys were talking about the woman who was, obviously scared to breathe, and I wanted to bring that back up. I recently came across an article that says, they're going to start putting vaccines in inhalants, and we've seen in China that they have the drones, right, flying over people's heads, spraying unknown chemicals. Now, we know that the government hires private contractors and, they use people like Bill Gates, the WHO, and people like that. So I just wanted to know, how do we go about, keeping ourselves safe?
You got to have good instincts, and you got to have good awareness. That's the simple answer.
Okay, here's the company's name in case anybody wanted to look it up. It's Can, C-A-N, Cino, S-I-N-O, Bios, CanSino Bios, and it's called the Covidensia Air. So they've already got it in an inhalant form.
Well, and also you have to consider that all these different big pharmaceutical companies they're let's say they're turned on by this notion that you can have vaccine mandates, and so now they're thinking, oh, we got to find every different type of vaccine we can get, because if the government's going to mandate it, we got a product that's mandated to be sold. This is a guaranteed jackpot.
Right. And we also see that Bill Gates is the largest arm owner in the world, or in the United States, I should say.
Yeah, all the McDonald's fries are Bill Gates fries, and he releases mosquitoes, thinks it's a big joke. Now malaria breaks out.
Right, like you just mentioned in the last caller. And, you know, who's to stop these people? And Bill Gates is just who we know about. There's plenty of people with money who have the same agenda that don't want their name to be known.
Yeah, and I'm going to be covering that later. But Joe Biden said today, and I'm going to play this clip later as well in the war room. So we'll be covering the mosquito thing, and we'll be covering this on the war room. But Joe Biden said, we defeated Big Pharma today. Joe Biden said, we defeated Big Pharma today. Okay, you've just given them hundreds of billions of dollars for COVID vaccines. Most of the vaccines expired because nobody wanted them. So good job. You defeated Big Pharma, Joe. Yep, keep telling yourself that. Thanks for the call, John. We go to Matthew in Florida. Matthew, you're on the Alex Jones Show. Go ahead.
Hey, Owen, big fan. Been watching you and Alex for a couple of years. I just wanted to bring up something. I'm not sure if you've talked about it the past couple of weeks or so. But one, I love the Q&A, and I hope Alex and yourself can do that in the future. But the main thing I wanted to talk about was the Titan sub, how the week before that, it was a big alien invasion, and there was video surfacing. And I just found it coincidental that the Shahzada Dawood that was on that Titan sub, the Pakistanian, worked for the NASA Iran program, SETI, who searched for extraterrestrial life. And then a week later, these billionaires and all these zombies walking around on their phone are just caught up with the new news, and they completely forgot about the alien topic, how the family went missing, and all that. I just want to get your take on that and how he's in that SETI Institute.
You know, I'm not really sure how to respond to that, because we've reached this point now where nobody believes anything. So everybody thinks there was something else going on with the OceanGate Titanic submersible. I'm not really convinced of that. I am kind of surprised they were able to pull the debris from the ocean today, but they haven't found any remains at all. I don't know. Maybe that's wrong to be skeptical of that. As far as the background information on this individual that you're talking about, you know, I don't know. I don't know enough to think about what their agenda could be there. So there's really no point in me even commenting. But even this other J.P. Morgan Chase friend of Obama billionaire that died in a car crash, he was, I mean, again, it's like people think these billionaires are faking their deaths because there's about to be some tribunals or something, or I don't know. Well, folks, sometimes a cigar is just a cigar. It could very well be this submersible went down the Titanic and the people died. It was a high risk excursion. A lot of people like to race cars. They go to the racetrack, they race cars. This guy was racing a car, 70 years old, smashed into the wall, he died. So, but people just have a hard time believing anything now, and I don't blame them for it. And how could you after we've been lied to so much? So I don't know enough about the individuals you're talking about on the sub. I know there were some interesting backstories on that. But at this point, from my own curiosity, I think they went down to look at the Titanic and died. I don't think there's anything else going on there, so I haven't really looked into it because I don't think there's anything else there. But I understand why people think there's other stuff there. There's no point in me responding, though, because I don't have the background enough. You probably know more about it than I do. So let's go to Sayek in Pennsylvania. Sayek, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, what's up?
Hey.
It's the first time I call. I've been listening for, like, years, right? But I listen to you guys because you align with your beliefs. You know, you align with the gospel of Jesus Christ. And I'm determined to know nothing among you except Jesus Christ and him crucified. For no one is righteous. No, not one. No one understands. No one seeks for God. All have turned aside together. They have become worthless. No one does good, not even one. Their throat is an open grave. They use their tongues to deceive. The venom of asps is on their lips. Their mouth is full of curses and bitterness. Their feet are swift to shed blood. In their paths are ruin and misery. In the way of peace they have not known. There is no fear of God before their eyes. These people that are mutilating the children, they do not fear God. And this needs to end because it will. But we have to endure the time and keep the faith of Jesus Christ.
Anything else?
Well, that's what I needed to say.
All right, first time caller. Well done. Let's go to Phil in Florida. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, hi. I was at the recent question and answer event in Tampa. I just want to say thank you for doing that. It was really good. I thank Pastor Rodney, because I don't think there are many pastors in Florida or in the U.S. would invite Alex Jones to their church.
You know, I got to say something about this, Phil. I did a little bit of a rant a couple weeks ago about, and I don't even remember what caused this, but there was something that caused this kind of rant that I went on about how I'm sick and tired of the church not being involved here. I'm sick and tired of the church and the Christian community going about their daily business like, oh, it's all fine, this is normal, everything's good, and the average pastor out there from their pulpit not talking about what the real issues are. They're not standing up for the innocent lives in the womb. They're not standing up for the sex trafficked children at the southern border. They're not standing up for the mark of the beast with the forced vaccines and the central bank digital currency. And I'm not claiming to have any impact on this, but I have noticed now that in the last couple of weeks, there are many pastors that are starting to sound at their pulpit, like right here at the InfoWars studios. And that's not that they're listening to us or taking cues from us. It's just we're telling the truth. What we're talking about aligns with the gospel, as you're saying. So, and the reason I'm noticing this is because it's the left that's actually attacking it. And so that's how you can kind of keep a monitor on where the left is starting to see the threat coming from. And so they've basically already, you know, in their eyes, they've already devastated the mothership here of InfoWars when they took us off YouTube and everything else. And for the expansion and the reach of InfoWars, they did do devastating damage, but still being on air is a victory. Well, now the left is writing stories and sharing clips and monitoring pastors and sermons and church groups from all across the country, and they're sharing them, and it's like, oh, Jesus, is that an InfoWars host or a pastor talking to his congregation? So I think the church is starting to wake up and realize, okay, you know what? We're not in Kansas anymore. And if we're not warning our congregation about the satanic body moving against them right now, then we have failed our people. Especially when I've got clips. They do sermons now to the Sparkle Goddess of non-binary rainbow inclusions. I don't know if you've seen this. I'll show the clips on the War Room. But anyway, final moments of the show here, Phil. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was just going to say, Pastor Rodney said that they may do the same event in the future, and I was going to say, please, 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 InfoWars, do it again, because it's really good. And if you're in Florida, you need to be there.
Well, and I will tell you this. Thank you for the call, Phil. Pastor Rodney is extremely gracious, and he helped make all that possible. I'll just say it like that. I mean, boy, I don't know how to say it in the final 20 seconds. I mean, folks, shop at InfoWarsStore.com. We'd love to do a lot more stuff like that. I mean, we just don't have the funds. It's just a fact. And quite frankly, I'm still on extreme probation, so I'm really not even allowed to travel. So that's kind of an issue, too. But that's what it's like in the InfoWar. And what do you expect? That's exactly what we expect. All right, big...
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.